It's a tough time for Arab Americans and for Arab American teenagers in particular. From Chicago Public Radio, Jody Becker reports on some students who are trying to make their high school a haven.
Thousands of Arab Americans live in Chicago and the city's southwest suburbs. Many second-generation Arab Americans are now prominent members of these communities, but they haven't always been welcome. At Amos Alonzo Stagg High School just a few years ago, fights and expulsions involving Arab American students were commonplace, but tensions have eased since then. Still, the terrorism attacks on the East Coast hit some students at this sprawling suburban high school especially hard. Arab American kids are the only visible minority here. They account for about 7% of the school's 2,000 students. Most of them are Palestinian. Because of construction delays, September 11th was only the second day of classes at Stagg High School. Teachers here are being asked to handle the events of September 11th and the aftermath in their classrooms however they are most comfortable. Some say they're treading lightly because they worry that Arab kids cringe every time the topic comes up. A few, like government teacher Jean Tello, are talking exclusively about the events.
Okay, Mullah Muhammad Omar. Okay, now that's not the name you hear on TV as the bad guy, right? Who's supposed to be the bad guy? Bin Laden.
Sitting in the front row of Tello's classroom, a boy wears a t-shirt that says America's Most Wanted with a photo of Osama bin Laden's face in a gun sight. Behind him sits an Arab American student who volunteers several answers, while three rows away, a young Arab American woman wearing a headscarf silently follows the lesson. If there are tensions in the classroom, no one is acknowledging them. Many Arab kids here say the same thing. They feel safe at school, but their parents don't share that feeling of safety and don't believe their kids are safe in the community. That's in part because in the days following the September 11th attacks, hundreds of angry demonstrators converged on a mosque near here, and many Arab-owned shops had their windows smashed. On the afternoon of September 11th, Stagg's principal, Jeff Leach, had called the same mosque to ask for help.
We did focus on who we thought might be hurting the most or who potentially could be hurting the most, and so we thought of our Muslim students.
Meanwhile, students themselves were worried. In Stagg's noisy lunchroom, senior Faiza Issa explains.
We wanted to stop stereotyping and we wanted to get away from violence because everything that's going around the community, we didn't want to bring back to our school.
So on the night of September 11th, Issa and her best friend went online and searched for sites by typing in the words tolerance and teaching and designed a huge banner that still hangs in the school's lunchroom. It says, in part, I will not put other kids down by labeling them, and I will do everything I can to resolve trouble without violence, and when I can't, I will walk away. Bashir Shabane is from Yemen. His family has been in America for 11 years. He spends many of his lunch hours in Stagg's Media Center, where some Muslim students gather for noon prayers. Bashir is a skinny kid, and because his parents are afraid he'll get jumped, he says now they won't let him do anything but go to school. He can stay late for basketball practice, but that's all. Inside Stagg High School, Bashir says he's got lots of what he calls white friends, and he thinks most students here understand that the vast majority of Arabs are horrified by the acts of terrorism.
I'm not happy about what happened, you know, and it's not right, you know. That's not something what a Muslim would do, you know, go blow up innocent people.
But teachers here say there's a gap between how well the Arab American students understand the complexities of the Middle East and how much the typical student at Stagg knows about the issues. That's because many Arab students listen to the BBC and watch Palestinian and Lebanese news on satellite TV. A youth outreach worker with the Arab American Action League in Chicago says the kids he deals with keep telling him they're not getting hassled and everything is cool, but he worries that they're internalizing the prejudice they face in the community. Looking at the hundreds of signatures scrawled on the tolerance contract posted here in Stagg's lunchroom, it appears that quite a few teenagers wanted to reassure one another that this school, at least, remains a sanctuary in a community that's struggling to cope. For NPR News, I'm Jody Becker in Chicago.